This day is salvation come to this house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of the dedication of a church, and that church is the Basilica of Saint Xavier in Rome, or as it otherwise is known, the Lateran Basilica. And if you wonder why we have all this festive mass with incense and the feast of a dedication of the church, it's because Saint Xavier, or Lateran Basilica, is the cathedral church of Rome. So that means it is the titular or own church of the Pope, because he is the bishop of Rome. So that's why this feast, it's dedication of the main church, so to speak, of whole Catholic world, is celebrated as such a great feast. And in use in the former times, in fact, ever since from 300s to 1300s, namely a period of 1,000 years, the popes themselves used to live in the Basilica of Saint Xavier. It was only in the 300s when the Catholics started to have their own big and great churches. Until that time, because of the many fierce persecutions, Catholics could not build their own places of worships. Instead, they had to assemble in private houses or small congregations called oratories, and they always gathered on the first day of the week, namely Sunday, and there they heard Mass, they would pray, they would hear the Word of God and sermons, and they received the Holy Eucharist there. But they never had a true and proper place of worship, namely a church, because of the persecutions they could not build ones. But it was in 300s when there came emperor named Constantine, who made the law to the whole empire of Rome, which allowed Christians to worship the true God freely, and it also allowed them to build own churches for them. And to set a good example, the emperor gave one of his own palaces to the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, and that church came to known as Basilica of Saint Xavier, because it was dedicated to Christ as the Savior of humankind. It was renovated many times afterwards, and eventually it got also secondary patrons, namely Saint John the Baptist and Saint John the Evangelist. But it was always mainly dedicated to Saint Xavier, or to our Lord, and therefore its titular feast was the Feast of Transfiguration. Dear children, Christ as the Savior of humankind, he is truly our Redeemer, and when we have a proper place of worshiping him, that is truly the best place ever that can be on this earth. And in our times, we should especially remember that Christ, our own dear Savior, is the real and true head of the church. He is the invisible head, because he is now reigning in heaven, and he will always and forever stay the head of the church. We are now in unfortunate times when we don't have the visible head of the church anymore, namely the Pope. But that doesn't stop our Lord reigning over us, protecting us ever since all the way until the end of the world. And in nowadays, we should be even more and most especially thankful to our own bishops and to our priests, who still give you the real sacraments, and who still build churches where you can freely come and give thanks to our dear Savior of redeeming you. And this is also the reason why your parents bring you here into this church, there would be many a lot bigger and nicer looking churches around the neighborhood, which are very old and which are huge and filled with stained glasses and beautiful paintings. But if our dear Savior does not live in those churches, well, those churches might just as well not to exist at all. At some point of the history, at the end of the world at latest, those churches will crumble into the dust. But you, children, you will live forever in heaven, redeemed by the precious blood of our dear Savior. That's why your parents bring you here, because here you have the true Mass, here you have your priests who give sacraments to you, and it is this place where you can see and where you can receive your dear Saint Savior as your nourishment of carrying you into heaven. There are not that many churches left in this country anymore, children, where you can truly give thanks to our dear Jesus of being your dear Savior. And when we today remember the head church of the whole Catholic world, make a thanksgiving also to your own bishop and to your own priests who work so hard in keeping this place intact and making sure that there is Mass here every day, where you can also become participants of this great gift of God, namely salvation. And when you grow up, children, remember always that wherever your roads in life take you, always remember to settle near a church where you can still remain in contact with our Lord, where you can still go to Mass and receive Him in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, because there is no place on earth which is as good, which is as sacred, and which is as holy as is the true church, where the true priest saves you and gives you the true holy sacrifice of the Mass. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.